Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.45 The Zone, 9:35. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors.
People have no idea what the conversation was during that break.
Conversation among guys who are nearing a milestone birthday. And
very intrusive.
Some of the things that go with it. Let's get to Steve Merrill from Pro Sports Info. Big weekend of college football championship games and, of course, the NFL coming up on Sunday. Steve, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Kevin. Doing well.
Let's start with tonight. Utah and Oregon in the Pac-12 championship. The Utes are favored by 6.5. How do you see it?
Line looks a little high to me. My power ratings make the game about 5, 5.5. The total looks a little low as well. I make it about 3 points higher on the over. It's a low total because these are two very good defensive teams. They give up about 2 touchdowns each per game. But they're both very good offensively, averaging about 35.5 a game. In fact, other than Utah being about 4 points better defensively, these two teams are pretty much even on offense. And I do think the spread's inflated a bit due to the fact Utah has to win and that they're still in the national title hunt. Right now, they have a chance to sneak into that fourth spot, especially if Georgia loses tomorrow to LSU. But a lot of times, you know, teams play tight when they have something on the line here. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Oregon maybe be the looser team. And I think 6.5 looks a little high on that spread. I think it's been inflated a bit. And it's cool that this game is the standalone tonight, because if Utah does lose as the favorite, obviously that changes the scenarios tomorrow. And teams, you know, like Georgia, Oklahoma, they realize that if they win, they have a very good chance of being in.
As for Oklahoma and Baylor in the Big 12 title game tomorrow, early start, Oklahoma favored by 9. You got to think there are going to be some points put up in this one.
Yeah, it's interesting that nobody is talking about Baylor as having a chance of sneaking in, but they're a one-loss team as well. And if they win this game, which they probably won't, they're a 9-point underdog. It's not likely. But keep in mind, they did have a 31-10 lead at halftime a few weeks ago when these teams first played. And then they were a missed field goal away from sending it to overtime and remaining undefeated. You know, you look at Georgia, their one loss came as a 21-point favorite against South Carolina. Oklahoma's one loss came as a 24-point favorite against Kansas State. Baylor's one loss came as an underdog, barely, against Oklahoma. So if they were to win this game, it's really hard not to say they deserve to be in the mix, although they probably won't be. With that said, though, it will be a tough win for them. I think the over is worth a look here. Keep in mind the total is around 68 in that earlier meeting. They had 41 points at halftime, and then Oklahoma surprisingly shut Baylor out in the second half. But Oklahoma's defense has been suspect this year. You know, we talk about Utah, Oregon, Ohio State, all these top five teams, top 10 teams give up less than 2 touchdowns a game. Oklahoma gives up almost 4 touchdowns a game, and they gave up over 40 a couple times last month in that Iowa State and Kansas State game. So I do think this will be a higher scoring game, and it looks like the total's been bumped down a little bit too much.
Talking about conference championships with Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com is where you can find his work.
Yeah, Steve, naturally the SEC. What do you think? Championship, Georgia. Can they put up enough points for LSU?
Yeah, that's really the key, because if you look at the defensive numbers, Georgia's the much, much better defensive team. They give up only 10.5 points a game. They give up only 11.5 points per game on the road this year. LSU, meanwhile, gives up 22 a game. They give up 33.5 in their 5 road games. I mean, it's an amazingly bad defense for a team that's highly ranked. Now, of course, the difference is that LSU averages 49 points a game, over 50 on the road this year. Georgia just 33. But we're getting a good defensive underdog here, getting a full touchdown. In fact, my power ratings favor LSU by only 3 points in this game, so the line definitely looks inflated.
Oh, wow, man. Well, back-to-back, Cincinnati versus Memphis. Is that an advantage for Cincinnati since they lost the first time? Can they come back with something new, or is just still Memphis the better team?
Yeah, Cincinnati was a 14-point dog in that loss. Now they're just a 9-point dog. So basically the odds makers have not only taken out home field, but they've actually bumped it down a little bit, because you figure home field's worth about 3 points. So the odds makers are saying Memphis is about 11 points better in the last game, and now they're saying they're only 9 points better. So actually it's been shaded a couple points to Cincinnati, even though they lost by 10 last week. They moved the ball extremely well, and keep in mind they had 3 turnovers to only 1. That really was one of the differences. So yeah, I think Cincinnati definitely has a chance to hang here, even for the upset. After losing by 10 last week, probably should have been a lot closer.
Well, naturally, I have to ask you about the Titans game. Titans going west to the Raiders.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting spot because Oakland's been really bad the last couple of weeks. Went against them with the New York Jets as the best bet for my clients a few weeks ago, so that was not a surprise, although the 34-3 loss was a bit of a surprise, but I thought the Jets would get in there. But I thought the Raiders would look better against the Chiefs last week, and the fact they laid that egg 40-9 is a real concern because they've had two terrible offensive games, and you really thought, you know, they would turn things around here at some point, get back in the mix. They've scored 17 or less now in three straight games, and that's come against two bad teams in the Jets and Bengals. The question you have for Tennessee, of course, is this a flat spot? And it definitely looks like it could be on the schedule. They've won five of their last six. They had the big win against Indianapolis, pulling away at the end last week. They have Houston and New Orleans, and Houston again on deck the next three. So this looks like a dangerous flat spot on the road this week for the Titans.
Steve, getting back to the college game, Ohio State routed Wisconsin 38-7 in their first meeting. What do you think about the rematch?
Yeah, as we've talked about a few times here on the shows recently, you know, you're not going to get value, obviously, with Ohio State at this point. They're a very public team. They've been a very dominant team. And once again, this line is inflated. My power rankings make it only about 13.5, 14. It was as high as 16.5 earlier this week. Looks like it has started to come down in some spots. Looks like a lot of 15.5s are out there now. But it's still over that key number of two touchdowns. And keep in mind, when these teams did play just a month ago, Ohio State was only at home a 14.5 point favorite. Now they're a 15.5 point favorite on the neutral field. But of course, the adjustment was made because they did win 38-7. Wisconsin still gives up just 14.5 points a game. They're getting 15.5 here. You know, but as I mentioned, that didn't matter in the first meeting. They won by 31. Ohio State did. Thing here, though, is Ohio State knows they're in either way. Even if they win in a small manner, they're going to probably be the number one seed. So I don't think they necessarily have the incentive to blow Wisconsin out like they did in the first meeting.
What about the quirky Memphis-Cincinnati, where they played in Memphis last week, and now they do again for the second straight week, this time for the AAC title?
Yeah, the biggest thing here was the 3-1 turnover deficit Cincinnati had last week. They only lost by 10, and they actually covered, and the odds makers now have a line of just 9. So I do think they have a chance of hanging in there.
What about, you know, back to the NFL, some big games. Ravens at Bills, favored by 6.
Yeah, Baltimore obviously is an explosive offensive team. Buffalo does hold the defensive edge in this game, though. Also, Buffalo has the advantage of a little extra time off after that Dallas Thanksgiving game, so it's a mini bye week for them. Hard to fade the Ravens with that explosive offense, but we did see the 49ers defense hold them in check in the second half last week, basically held them scoreless until the final play of the game for the entire second half. And Baltimore's defense stepped up as well. I don't think that'll be the case this week. I think both teams can move the ball here. And although Buffalo's known as a defensive team, they average over 5.5 yards per play offensively, and I think they can move the ball here in this game. I think the over is actually worth a look, and it's a very reasonable total at 44 for a Ravens game.
What about the 40? I love the 49ers getting 2.5, 3 at New Orleans. What about you?
Yeah, but you got to figure it's a bounce-back spot for San Francisco. They've had some tough losses recently, but I still rate, actually, these are my top two teams in the NFC. So these are my two favorites to be in the championship game. I think New Orleans is very good offensively, a little bit better than San Francisco. Even though the Niners average 29 points a game, the Saints' offense, I think, is a little bit more balanced and explosive. But, of course, the key against San Francisco is being able to run the ball, and New Orleans is more of a passing offense, and I think it's a decent matchup for San Francisco for that reason.
And finally, last two games that we really want to know about. Chiefs at Patriots, Patriots favored by 3, and the Steelers favored by 2.5 at Arizona. They're obviously in the wild card fight with the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, quickly on the Pittsburgh game, it's amazing how they continue to win, you know, with backup quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin's job is obviously on the hot seat this year. I think the fact that he's winning with backups, it's almost saved his job. They can't fire him really one way or the other at this point. New England, for me, the big question is, you know, that offense. They obviously are struggling to move the ball, especially against good teams. They're down 28-9 late in that game against Houston last week. They make it a game at the end there. They only put up 13 against Dallas, only 17 against Philly, and we've seen how bad those two teams have looked in recent weeks. And, of course, they got blown out by Baltimore. So, once again, this is a good team, and they have not stepped up in these games against good teams yet this season.
Steve, we'll let you roll. Give us a couple picks for the weekend.
Yeah, in college football, I mentioned Georgia. My line makes it only +3. They're currently at +7 or more. I think there is some value with the Bulldogs in that game. And in the NFL, take a look at Indianapolis on the road getting points against Tampa Bay. I think it's a bounce-back spot for the Colts after that tough loss against the Titans.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com is where you can find his work and talking about the weekend's college championship and NFL games coming up, including the Titans, 3:25 on Sunday here on The Zone.